This show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And we've got a couple of performances coming up that we're going to be focusing on today. Both of them are jazz, and both of them involve performances at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana next week. Monday, it'll be a group called Trombari, meaning trombone and baritone saxophone, and their combo. They are Glenn Wilson and Jim Pugh. I actually have them in reverse order, Glenn being the Barry sax player, Jim Pugh being the trombonist, and they have a new CD, not officially out yet, but they're going to do a CD release show anyway, and both of them are with us on the program today. We'll sample from that CD, pre-publication release. And also, the University of Illinois Jazz Trombone Ensemble, which is now, they can successfully say, a multi-award-winning group, is going to be giving a concert at the Iron Post next Tuesday night. And they are here to play for us live on the show today. Coming up on Live and Local, stay tuned. Thank you. That was the University of Illinois Jazz Trombone Ensemble, their tune called Hoodie Bone. And they are, well, nearly all here. We actually played that particular recording of a performance of theirs because the drummer is present. Drummer is not with us today. And also one of the trombone players is being subbed out by some inferior player named Jim Pugh for the sake of our live performance in here. Jim actually is the director of this ensemble, and they have the wonderful distinction of being now multiple award winners, multiple competition winners. I guess you guys have these. There must be more than one or two or three jazz trombone competitions, but these are two biggies that you guys won this year and had some nice performances in affiliation with them.
Yeah, there's really two major ones, and with the involved with the two sort of major jazz festival or trombone festivals that happen every year. One's the Eastern Trombone Workshop in Washington, D.C., and the other's the International Trombone Workshop that sort of gets moved around. One year it's in Europe, next year it's in the United States. It alternates back and forth. So
this year's in Paris.
Yes, it is.
So you guys get to go there.
We're all taking swimming lessons.
No. Is that saying you can't afford the plane flight? Is that the idea?
We're working on that. We are, the university is helping out with some of the funding, and we're also looking for people that are anxious to help us along our way.
Now, we just announced that although today is the first day of the radio pledge drive here at WILL, we're not actually doing any pledging because listeners came up with a bunch of money ahead of time, $26,000 to be precise, and we had promised we'd not lop off a day of the drive. So are you saying we have to now beg for money for you guys?
Well, we thought we could just piggyback on your pledge drive.
Well, that happens tomorrow. You'd have to come back. There's no room on the show.
We'll be back.
But, oh, you'll be back. Okay, well, all right. Anyway, well, congratulations to everybody. And it occurs to me that I forgot to, while you guys were warming up, I forgot to get the names of all the players here. So why don't we just, as they say, go around the room and you get to introduce also the guy who actually has to have a class of all things.
Mm-hmm. Reginald Chapman.
Reginald Chapman.
Bass trombone.
Bass, okay.
Benjamin Ford, lead trombone.
Ooh, lead, that sounds
yes,
important.
It is important.
And you have a new trombone, I hear.
Yes, I do.
It looks.
I'm trying one out, yeah. Oh, I like it so far. Oh, yeah.
So this isn't a purchase yet?
I haven't bought
it
yet, no.
It's a potential purchase.
I hope they just give it to me, honestly. But
that's a very pretty sort of brass.
Yeah, it's a rose brass with a brushed finish.
Yeah, instead mm-hmm. of lacquer on it? Or
yeah.
There is lacquer. There's no lacquer.
No, no lacquer on it.
That's beautiful looking. Well, I'll get mm-hmm. to hear what it sounds like. Yeah. Okay.
I'm Ewan Edmonds.
Say again?
Ewan Edmonds.
Ewan Edmonds. And what sort of trombone are you playing?
It's very similar to Ben's. It's just a yellow brass bow instead of rose brass.
Yellow lacquer brass.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not the bass trombonist, you're not the lead trombonist?
I'm a trombonist.
Just a trombonist.
I'm Josh Torrey.
Torrey,
playing the third part.
Well, if you're playing the third part, do you play a particular
part?
Oh, you're playing. Well, there we go.
Process of elimination.
There we go. Okay. And Jim Pugh is subbing for?
Subbing in for Alex Moraru.
Alex Moraru. He's a fine classical player, I know that.
He is. He's the principal trombonist in the Champaign-Urbana Symphony.
Just about everything around
yeah.
here, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what part will you be playing?
He's actually playing the fourth part.
The fourth part.
So.
Okay. And I recognize our bass player, but you get to introduce yourself anyway.
Sam Peters, in bass.
You're a local boy, as they say.
That's a fact, yeah.
You sound ashamed of that.
Nope, not just follows me around at the university.
Well, it would, you know, that's what happens. If you decide to go to school in the town where you live, that's what you get. One of the reasons I decided to go away, you know, from college. And our guitarist is?
Sam Hasting.
Sam Hasting. And the absent bass player. I don't mean bass player, I mean drummer.
The absent drummer is Lars Larson. And the absent piano player is Dan Pearson.
Oh, I forgot you had a pianist there. We don't have a pianist today. Okay, all right. Well, that was another reason to play from the CD. And was that a live performance from one of the competitions?
That actually, well, it was one of the tracks that we sent in to the competitions, but it was recorded in the Studio Theater at Krannert, and it was actually a live performance. It was top to tail with no editing.
Right. Well, we're live radio here today, so we're going to have top to tail, no editing right now. What would you guys like to do?
We're going to do actually a very pretty ballad written by Scott Ninmer, who was a trombonist who graduated with his bachelor's degree last year. Was at the U of I. Was in the jazz trombone ensemble the whole time he was here, and he's now doing graduate work at Manhattan School of Music. The one interesting thing that we're trying to, well, actually not trying to do, but it sort of turned out that way, is we're playing only music that's written by members of the group, or in Scott's case, people who are alumni of the group. So that's one thing that helps make this particular trombone ensemble very unique compared to others, is we have all our own music rather than having to do anything that anybody else is doing. So it's gives a very unique sound.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And if I remember right, Scott Ninmer wrote some of the stuff that's on the UI Concert Jazz Band CD.
Yes. Yeah, a wonderful writer.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's hear it. Did you tell me the name of the tune?
The name of it is Just Waiting.
Just Waiting. We are waiting no longer to hear the University of Illinois Jazz Trombone Ensemble live on Live and Local.
Thank you.
University of Illinois Jazz Trombone Ensemble in music by Scott Ninmer, and I failed to write down the name of the tune. What was that again?
It was called Just Waiting.
Just Waiting. Yeah, okay, I remember.
And you heard, Ben Ford on the lead of the ballad medley, and Josh Torrey on the trombone, on the improvised solo, and a little intro and exit from Sam Hastings on guitar.
And I'm glad you re-mentioned Josh's name, because... John Torrey, Josh Torrey.
Josh.
You know, I wrote down the wrong name, and then I couldn't read your last name, so...
Other than that,
well, it sounded great, and you guys do such a wonderful job of matching sounds, which I'm assuming is one of the things you rehearse. And some of those chords just locked in. I have no idea what they were. It's sort of, you know, be great practice for ear training for a non-jazz musician. But it's, yeah, really beautiful sound. And they have won the two major jazz trombone ensemble competitions this year, the National Jazz Trombone Ensemble Competition. That's actually the name of one of them. And then Kay Winding Jazz Trombone Ensemble Competition. That's the one that's going to send you guys to Paris, assuming you can raise all the money, right?
Yes.
Hint, anybody out there in listener land who wants to give money to the cause. Which actually gives me a moment to say that this is officially the first day of our spring pledge drive here at WILL. But we won't actually be interrupting our regularly scheduled programs in order to make that point other than this brief announcement. And that's because, thanks to the many listeners who contributed early, you sent in over $26,000 in member support, and we had promised that if we got more than 25, if you did that, we would cancel one of the drive days. This was the first drive day. It's canceled. It's still officially on the books, but we're not going to do anything more than what I'm telling you right now. You can, however, help us reach our member participation goal of 1,100 pledges in this fund drive in advance by calling 217-244-9455, 244-9455, or by contributing online at willpledge.org. And that's all I have to say about that today. Things will be a little different on tomorrow's show, however. I guessed that matching sounds is among the things you might work on in rehearsals. But what are some of the other things that you all have worked on that you think may have enabled you to win these competitions? I mean, this is a big deal.
Well, it's a lot of stuff that fell together. First of all, having wonderful players here. I think the focus of everybody's playing in towards making a group sound, all that stuff you talk about, ensembles, that the intonation, the chords line up nicely, that attacks and releases are together, all the same stuff that applies to any ensemble. Whether it's an orchestra or a string quartet or a trombone ensemble. Being lucky and having been, I guess, initially assigned to the group, a really wonderful rhythm section, which that's, you know, that's the spine, the backbone of any jazz group is, you know, having solid players there too, in addition to obviously the trombone players. And like I mentioned before, the interesting writing, I think that contributed also to something that hopefully perked up the judges' ears when they heard, like, you know, some unique music coming out of the trombones. You know, I think a lot of the writing has taken this trombone group in areas that trombone groups traditionally haven't gone yet, you know, which we were talking this a little bit last night about, into areas of some pop music, music that some of the younger players in the group are listening to, some of the more adventurous jazz that's going on, and trying to incorporate into, you know, bring it into our instrument, which has been really fun to hear. It's always exciting when a new chart comes in.
Well, when I assume you all got to hear the other groups that competed, or didn't you?
At the
competitions?
No.
Oh, so you don't really know who you were up against, other than seeing them on a list somewhere.
Right.
Yeah, so you don't, you're just as, well.
Then we only saw, like, who was sort of the top three is basically what we saw.
So
we didn't see the whole list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That seems sort of odd. I mean, I think you might want to know, but I guess what I was getting at, in that case, you probably don't know what those groups played.
No, we have no idea for sure.
Because I was going to ask if since you're suggesting that perhaps one of the things that was attractive about this ensemble to the judges may have been the new music that you're presenting. I wondered if more typical jazz trombone ensemble music is covers of other tunes, it's rearranged for trombones, or what might be more typical?
That would be possibly more straight ahead. I mean, traditionally the trombone ensemble with rhythm section has been more almost like coming out of more traditional big band kind of writing, and groups that sort of sat there are going to, or they're playing that kind of stuff are going to sound like other groups that sound like that. You know, it's not going to be as unique. The other thing I should have mentioned before is the fact that, well, we talked about the wonderful players, but also the fact that they're all like really wonderful soloists, like improvising soloists. And I think that is another facet. It's like what sort of happened here this year, which was really so wonderful, is like the whole package sort of fell together. I know we sort of heard from a friend of ours that was involved with the with organizing the Eastern Trombone Workshop that there was another one of the groups that entered was a really fabulous ensemble, but they were sort of weak in the solo area. Yeah. Like when it came to the improvisation time, it wasn't as wonderful as these gentlemen, as these gentlemen are. So
it was wonderful, well, not wonderful enough, maybe.
Yeah, it's like it wasn't like the whole, you know, it just wasn't the whole package, and it's like that's.
Do you all you do seem to have collectively such I don't want to keep using the word wonderful, but a fine sound, really nice sound. On trombone, do you also study classically?
I got my undergrad degree in classical bass trombone.
And where was that?
Virginia Commonwealth University.
Commonwealth, okay.
And under Ross Walter.
And what about the rest of you guys?
I did an undergrad in classical trombone as well.
Where were you at?
I went to Shepherd University.
Shepherdstown, West Virginia. I've been there.
That's it.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I actually played there a few times when I was playing bass many moons ago.
I did half and half, and I know this doesn't add up, but I did 3 years of classical and 2 of jazz, and that was at Westchester University outside of
Philadelphia.
Yeah,
I know where that is too.
Mm-hmm.
My high school chorus director used to boast about Westchester being, it was then Westchester State College,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he said it was just the best place to be for music.
Great music program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And doing my undergrad here at the U of I, I've had to take 2 semesters of classical lessons, but with Jim, because he's equally adept at everything. So having that experience has been really beneficial, and I took a couple semesters to play in one of the orchestras, played in the trombone choir for a bit, which is sort of a mass ensemble of trombones playing choral repertoire, things adapted from classical literature, orchestral pieces. Wind band pieces, that sort of thing.
And of course, Elliot Chazanoff leads. He's the trombone professor here, and leads that. And he's got a wonderful sound, of course, as well. And I was just curious about that because you really sound beautiful. Well, we should stop talking and maybe let you play another tune.
We actually would have to be off the. We didn't prepare anything with this sort of amended, this reduced forces, but we have the tracks off.
Oh, sure.
That we brought.
Well, in that
one
case,
I would like to mention is like we have our sort of end of the year Kraner concert coming up next Tuesday night on the 24th, which is, barring anything changing right now, is the last chance folks will have to be able to get to hear this ensemble because people are going to be graduating and leaving, and the ensemble will still exist and hopefully still be as good or better, but. This particular
group. But it won't be
group,
this chemistry. Yeah.
Right, because people will be leaving, and if you'd like to come hear it, and it's such a wonderful group. I mean, I'm a real proud papa.
Well, you should be.
And
that'll be next Tuesday night, Kranert Center for the Performing Arts in the Follinger Great Hall. 7:30 is the start time for the concert. And, before we get to that, because we don't have that CD queued up, but we do have queued up, however, is something that you also wanted to talk about, Jim, and we have in the wings here. Glenn, you can just stay put. I'll ask you. I'll talk to you later. Glenn Wilson is also on faculty at the U of I in the jazz department. He's a Barry Sax player, and Jim Pugh together make this group called, well, the name comes from them, Trom Barry, logically enough. But this is a new CD. It's not officially out yet. Yesterday and today is our day to premiere CDs that haven't had their premiere yet on this very show. So this is kind of cool. Officially will be released on the 30th of this month, but you guys are going to have a CD release show next Monday at the Iron Post. In fact, I correctly introduced you guys earlier saying your show would be at the Iron Post, but the Trombone Ensemble at Craner next Tuesday, the Trom Barry, and this CD, The Devil's Hop Yard, will be CD release at the Iron Post next Monday. Here's a tune from there called Diva, Trom Barry, here on Live and Local. Thank you. The song's called Diva on the CD by Trombari, who, that's still going on in the other studio there. And the ensemble consists of trombonist Jim Pugh, baritone sax player Glenn Wilson, and then also a number of other people who will, at least some will be recognizable to listeners, at least in the Champaign-Urbana area, and to some at the University of Illinois as well. A violinist Dorothy Moderano on this CD, cellist Tamika Reed, cellist and bass player Armand Baudouin, and the bass player Chris Nolte, and let's see, drummer Josh Hunt and percussionist Matt Plescota. Most of those have showed up on Live and Local in one configuration or another, and some of them multiple times as well. And this is from a new CD called The Devil's Hop Yard. They're going to have a CD release show or party, if you want to call it that, at the Iron Post in Urbana next Monday night at 7:30. And Jim Pugh and Glenn Wilson both with us here on this portion of Live and Local. Our broadcast is made possible today with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. So the name, the Devil's Hop Yard, actually the Devil's Hop Yard Suite, is what I guess the rest of the CD after that particular track we heard.
There's two in the beginning, and then the Devil's Hop Yard Suite is the next.
Where does that name come from?
Devil's Hop Yard is actually a national park in Connecticut. Thomas Chapin, who wrote the music for this, lived in Connecticut, and Devil's Hop Yard he describes as a kind of a eerie place.
That sounds like it would be with a name
like
that.
Yeah, yeah. When you listen to the suite, it kind of reflects that part of it. Ichabod Crane type of place where
Sleepy
you might
Hollow.
See. Yeah, Sleepy Hollow. And
You haven't seen, have you been there?
No, I haven't. No.
Oh, well, it sounds like that's kind of important, isn't it? You ought to go visit the place that.
I should. Well, Thomas Chapin wrote all the music on this CD except for the Diva, which you just heard. He wrote the arrangement, but it's all original music of his. And Thomas was a great friend of mine, and I know Jim also worked with him some in New York. Very fabulous avant-garde saxophonist who passed away at the age of 39 in 1998. And I contacted his wife and asked if we could record some of his music. And so she was thrilled that we did this, and we hope to do some more of his music in the future. But we played on Lionel Hampton's band together and a bunch of different groups together, and we were pretty close. And he was a fantastic musician and player, and really rose to the top of that kind of free knitting factory downtown New York type music scene before he was struck down so early in his life. So.
Trombari is obviously you two guys. Is the rest of the ensemble flexible according to whoever's around, either for a CD or for a performance, or is it kind of a it's obviously not an existing ensemble because at least half of these people have moved away from this area anyway.
It's existing. But, we have a Trombari ensemble that has bass, drums, guitar, trombone and baritone. We also work sometimes with a piano player. So Trombari can be various groups. Actually, when we play live in town, this group is called the Devil's Hop Yard.
Oh, really?
But we called the CD that, so it's confusing, but that's fine. We like to confuse people.
So Trombari, in this case, was the name of the group for this recording, but the group that's going to be doing the party next Monday is the Devil's Hop Yard.
Yeah, if you want to say that.
Yeah, we're not going.
Well, I don't want to say it if it's not true.
Trombary material. We'll be doing this the music from the CD. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to actually play the CD straight down on Monday night. And
oh, you are?
I should mention, too, it's a $10 cover charge and includes a free CD.
Oh, well.
So you don't even have to find it anywhere. Just come to the show, and the first however many people we can squeeze in will get a free CD.
So that's sort of like there's no cover in a way.
Sort of like, yeah.
It's like you just buy a CD, and there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to hear the whole CD played live, which is not something that that everybody gets to do.
Right, and so we'll be featuring Larry Gray, our jazz bass professor, will be playing the cello Monday night, so that'll be exciting. And
does he know how to play the cello?
No, we just taught him last night, but he did a good job. No, he's actually fantastic. His major was on cello. He was a cello major.
I had no idea.
Back when. So.
And I'm assuming not a jazz cello major.
I don't know, actually. I'm sure he did some jazz.
Since I've never heard of any such thing.
Because there really isn't.
Well, that was the point of the question, yeah.
There's not a jazz cello tradition.
You're right.
So I doubt that he would have actually, you know, it would have been classical study. Actually, he and I, in the middle of the rehearsal last night, we started playing one of the Bach cello suites together in unison.
That would have been
fantastic. Sort of came out of nowhere. It was sort of a silly thing to do, but it was great. And he's down, the bass teacher's down there playing a Bach cello suite on cello. You know, it's like, wow, okay, I'm impressed.
Well, you know, we have yet to have Larry on this show. We're going to have to remedy that one of these days. I'm not sure how. He has avoided it so far, but if you're listening, that just can't continue. That situation has to change. Well, that does answer at least part of my next question, which is how many of the folks who were on this CD are going to be at the show on Monday? Mm-hmm.
Well, Josh Hunt, the drummer, is now in Nashville playing with Alison Krauss, among other people. He's doing quite well there. Chris Nolte, our bassist, is in New York playing with a bunch of people there in different groups, so they won't be here.
Any of the others?
You, me, Armin, Dorothy? And Dorothy.
Armin and Dorothy, yeah.
Okay, good. And I thought you said, as we were opening up the microphone, maybe somebody else, but maybe that might be worked out.
Yeah.
That might not get worked out.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't exactly know. It's jazz. We never know who's going to show up and play.
Well, there is something about that. I mean, that's something that constantly fascinates me, is how that can happen. Because, you know, if you tried that with a classical ensemble, that would be a real problem, because it's the different nature of the music and the different nature of practicing and creating ensembles and so on.
Well, Tamika Reed, the cellist on the CD, is a very active cellist in the Chicago area, plays with a bunch of avant-garde groups and some fantastic groups, Nicole Mitchell and some other groups in Chicago. So she just happens to maybe be down next week, so if she is, we'll see if we can.
Maybe you'll have two cellists.
We might have two.
That would be a different way to go.
Yeah. There's always room for cello.
You have to be old to know that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know that. Yeah.
You don't know that commercial? There's always room for cello.
For cello.
Yeah. Oh, did you say? Oh, no, I guess I don't.
Okay. It's a bad pun.
Sorry.
But you have to.
I apologize to the world.
That's
General Foods. They just got a free plug.
As well as you have. Well, I'm really now curious to hear some of the devil. I haven't heard any of this CD because you just handed it to me. As we said, it's not released yet. Mm-hmm. Officially, and you just handed it to me when you came in today, so I haven't heard any of it, but I'm really curious to know what any of the Devil's Hopyard Suite sounds like, if you know, the Ichabod Crane Headless Horseman sort of music here. Now my interest is piqued.
Well, that would be Eidolon, the first piece, also called Prelude, is probably the spookiest sounding one.
What is that? Now, I should remember what that name comes from, because we had a group that was on the show once who are a duo, one of whom plays cello, as a matter of fact, I think. And they call themselves Acoustic Eidolon.
Eidolon is an apparition.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Eidolon. Uh-huh. Well, okay. Let's listen to this apparition from, it's the opening movement of the Devil's Hopyard Suite by Thomas Chapin from the new CD called The Devil's Hopyard by Trombary and colleagues, and Glenn Wilson, Jim Pugh with me here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Well, with apologies. The CD is in the wrong CD player in a different studio, which we're going to fix in a moment. Meanwhile, we're going to go back to the... excuse me, this is me completely screwing up with CD players here.
Did you hear the one about the...
We're going to go back to the University of Illinois Trombone Ensemble from, while I go get that other CD, which means I have to ask Jim, the first tune on this track is, what's the name of this tune?
It's called Troper. It's a composition of Josh Torres, who you heard playing the solo on the tune we did.
Right.
It's the original composition that he wrote. He actually wrote it for when he was a student in my composition, in jazz composition class. So it's nice to see that stuff actually turning into, you know,
well, of course,
full blown music.
So you actually do have influence on these people in a positive way.
Well, I don't know how much influence, but it's like he at least handed the assignment in on time.
Oh, on time. UI Jazz Trombone Ensemble here on Live and Local, I think. Ha 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 ha. A tune called Troper by Josh Torrey, who's one of the members of the University of Illinois Jazz Trombone Ensemble, who you just heard in performance here on Live and Local. Actually, not on Live and Local. You heard it on Live and Local. They were live earlier in the show. They all had to go off and have class. But this actually included the full band, including piano and drums, and plus the bass and guitar and so on. And they're under the direction of Jim Pugh, who's my guest for this portion of Live and Local. And, of course, they won those competitions we mentioned earlier, and they'll give a concert next Tuesday, the 24th, at the Krannert Center in Urbana for a 7:30 show. Next Monday, also at 7:30 at the Iron Post in Urbana, will be the Devil's Hop Yard, the name of the group that's going to play the Devil's Hop Yard Suite.
8 o'clock.
What did I say, 8 o'clock?
You said
7:30. 7:30. Oh, I just took it off the Iron Post website. That's what they're telling people.
It.
Oh, you changed it. Well, if they get there at 7:30, then they'll get a seat.
Then they'll get a seat, yep, for sure.
And they'll be sure to get their free CD for the cover charge. Trombari is the group that put out this new CD called The Devil's Hop Yard, Glenn Wilson and Jim Pugh, plus their colleagues. And so we're finally going to get to play this beginning movement of The Devil's Hop Yard Suite now that I have the CD back in my hands. And so we get to hear this little bit of eeriness here on Live and Local. Thank you. Is a sample of Eidolon, the opening movement of the Devil's Hop Yard Suite, music by Thomas Chapin, performance by Tom Barry from their new CD called The Devil's Hop Yard. It'll officially be released on the 30th, and the CD release party will be next Monday at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana, featuring Glenn Wilson, Barry Sax, and flute, Jim Pugh on trombone, and they're sitting across from me virtually recomposing some of the pieces as we speak, talking about other ways they might play it at the party next week. Anyway, you're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana, W293 AF Danville, NPR and Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. And we have support today from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana.